Welcome to Rest Leads to Revenue, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep, to grow our business, and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Moyne, your host and certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, accountability fitness coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Antoinette Blake, social media marketer, author, award-winning blogger, TV podcast host, professional specialist, and branding specialist. Welcome, Antoinette, and thank you for your time to share your experience and expertise.
Thank you, Donetta, for inviting me on your show this evening.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm going to get right to it. Man, my first question is, well, why did you start blogging?
Wow, that is an awesome question. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
If anyone knows me, I actually started blogging back in 2012. It was after the death of my grandmother, who had raised my sister and myself in New Rochelle, New York. And we loved thrifting, we loved shopping, we loved deals. And my sister unfortunately passed away at the age of 29. In 1992. So my grandmom came to live with us and we continued on shopping and sharing. But when she passed away in 2009, I found myself with a lot of time on my hands. My sons were growing up. My husband and I have been married 25 plus years, but I still wanted to fill that void with sharing deals with others. So I started the blog, dedivadeals.com. Fashion and Fun After 50. And that was the beginning of everything back in 2012.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love how what you went through, you've taken it and you shared over others and then you make it, and then you made a value. So it's good that that's something that you did, because a lot of times people get depressed or even, you know, they just don't do anything. So it's good that you rechanneled that pain and birthed something that was definitely needed. So that's great to hear that. All right, now my next question is, why is blogging important to grow businesses?
Oh, thank you, Donata. I could talk about that for an hour, but I won't. But let me tell you, let me get my soapbox. I'm gonna get on my soapbox right now.
Okay.
Blogging important to grow your business. Oh my goodness. You know, not only does a blog broaden your brand and expand your exposure online, but it gives you more bang for your buck as opposed to having a website that is simply static or sporadic posting on those quote and unquote free social media platforms, i.e. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the rest. Because again, you have control. You do not ever want to build your brand on a free platform. So for all of you business owners who say, oh, well, I have a website, that's good enough, or oh, we post on social media, that's enough. I'm here to tell you that is not enough for several reasons. A, those free platforms. Remember, when people sign up for those free platforms, I'm talking about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the like, they are signing up for them. They are not signing up for you. You are simply a byproduct of that platform. And yes, you may have a website that, you know, may feature your location, your sales, but it's static, means it does not change. And when it does, it changes sporadically. In today's world, you know, we are getting our information 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. And if you want to compete with other business owners, because you have to remember, there's nothing that you do or I do that cannot be done quicker, faster, cheaper, and better someplace else. So when you have a blog, you are providing content in what I like to call an H-to-H manner, heart-to-heart. You are connecting with your listeners, your readers, your clients, your customers in a way that drives their emotion. People do not go to social media to be sold to. They go to socialize. They want to like you. They want to trust you so that they'll buy from you. And that's what a blog does, because you are creating or curating content consistently. And guess what? The Google bots love that consistency. It's almost like having a party. When they see that it's a lot going on and people are sharing and caring, they're like, woo, we got to let people know. We have to send traffic there. So when people go to search for a product and or a service, and again, like I said, there's nothing that you cannot do that cannot be done someplace else. You want to be found. That's that search engine optimization. So to really kind of wrap it up with a bow, a blog is much better for a business on several terms. One, you own it. You're not handcuffed by the algorithms. As we can see, I'm not sure when this show is going to go live, but we are seeing what's happening now with Twitter, and we're seeing what's happening now with Facebook. People trying to say what you can and cannot say on these free platforms. But when you have a blog, you are free to say, share, and do whatever it is that you want to. You have total control.
That is so wonderful. I know that we spoke before the show, and for some reason, I had it stuck in my mind that blogging was something you had to do every single day. And of course, I'm thinking, I don't have time to blog every day. And so I was so happy to hear that that is not the truth, that you just need to be consistent, whether it's twice a week or three times a week or certain days. So that really lifted a big weight off of my shoulders, like, oh, I don't have to do this every day. So I was really happy to hear that. And the thing about it is, I love the idea of you having the control and constantly engaging and communicating and educating and enlightening and your audience, because that's important. And I do understand what you meant by a website is stagnated. It's just there. And, you know, the last time the information is old, you go to a website and it haven't been changed in a year. So I love the idea about the blogging there. And I plan on doing that too. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you decided that. Because again, you may not have to write or create content on a daily basis. I'm not saying that you're not going to share information on those platforms, but when you are changing that content consistently, like you said, two times a week, you know, even three times a week, it's a lot. And but like you said, people, if someone goes, you probably experience the same thing. Like you said, you go to a website or a blog or a Facebook page, and the content is so old, and it's like, well, are these people still in existence? It's like walking up to a brick and mortar store. There's an open sign, but all the lights are off and the door is locked. So are they open?
That is so true. Now, a question did just come to mind. What is the difference between blogging and putting a post on LinkedIn or Facebook or something of that nature?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So I'm going to take you back just a little bit. I'm not going to take you too far back, but in 2006, when Twitter was first introduced, that was considered a micro blogging website, which meant you were sharing content in 120 characters. At that time, it's now 280 characters, but at that time you were putting out mini posts. So these platforms, so you can put out a mini post on Facebook, you can put out a mini post on Twitter, you can, you know, write an article or put out a post or share a post on LinkedIn. What a blog is, it's your content, whatever your topic, your niche, whether it's your business or something else, you could be a foodie or fashionista, whatever, the content is related to that topic on a consistent basis. Now, what you're going to do with that content is, yes, you are going to share it on those free platforms, you know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and the like. So it's just broadening your brand, expanding your exposure, but with a blog post, you're giving it a little more, you're giving it more body. It's not, you know, relegated to 280 characters. Or if you're looking at what's happening now, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, you will see that people are writing longer posts on Facebook. Because we want to find out what's going on. So now, you know, sometimes Facebook posts are literally, I would consider, a blog post. So a blog post just has a little bit more meat on its bones, and it's shared forever. I mean, once it's out there, it's consistent. And when someone does a Google search, 9 times out of 10, a blog post is going to pop up, not a Facebook post or a Twitter post, or you know, maybe perhaps an article from LinkedIn. But blog posts have a better life shelf and a longer life, because you can find blog posts that were written in 2011, 2012, I mean 2009. So they're there. They'll always be there. Facebook posts are very rare, very hard to find.
That's great to hear. And I'm sure the NAM people will start to think, now, of course, that doesn't mean not to get rid of their website, but it's in addition to it, correct?
That is correct. Yes, your website, if you don't have a website, you don't exist, obviously. People are like, where's your website? And you go, oh, and it always trips me out when people say, well, we don't have a website, but we have a Facebook page. And it breaks my heart, because I know that it's really pay to play anymore. If you don't pay Mark Zuckerberg and all his crew, your stuff doesn't really get out there like it used to. Mm-hmm. And you never know. He may wake up one day and say, look, I'm tired of, you know, being up in front of Congress. I'm shutting down Facebook. Well, there's nothing you can do. And if your business was built on Facebook, what happens to your business?
Right.
So yes, you want to keep that website, and you want to, if it's not a static website with pages, a blog page, then create a standalone blog. And that is literally your website, but it changes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads to Revenue. We're going to take a quick break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Rest Leads to Revenue podcast, and we have a special guest, Antoinette Blake. Now, the other question I have is, where do you get all your energy from to run all the different businesses that you have?
You know, girl, let me tell you something. I am blessed by the best, but I get my rest.
I love it.
So funny. It is so funny, because my grandma, God rest her soul, I loved her. That was my A spoon coon, my all. She was a sleepyhead. And you know what? I come by it, you know, I'm a sleepyhead. But people like these gurus, like, get up before the sunrise. Are you kidding me? I am not getting up before the sunrise. I am not an early bird. And I'm not a morning person. But I think, you know, it's true. When you love doing something, you just naturally are passionate about it. I'm not an early person, but after 12, I'm pretty good. But the energy just comes because I love doing what I do. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I am a boomer. I was born in 61. I'll be 59 this year. So, you know, not to be morbid about it, I don't have another 30, 40 years. So I want to be able to do what I love to do and have the fun. And that gives me the energy, you know, to just go on.
That is wonderful. And I love the idea you said that you're a sleepyhead. There's nothing wrong with that. Because some people frown upon it, like you're not able to be productive. If anything, that maybe if you did sleep a little bit more, or you had the quality, or if you had the quality of sleep, then you'll be able to get things done on more, you know, with more emphasis, more passion. And so it's important to get the quality of sleep, and then you have the energy to do what you need to do. So that's definitely key. So I definitely agree, because I don't play when it comes in to sleep too. On the weekends, as you know, I have said before in the past, that I can sleep 9 to 10 hours. I'm exhausted, but I feel so great, so energetic, but that's what my body needs. I wake up when I'm rested. So I definitely understand. Yes. All right, now my next question is, do you find that if your clients are not productive, is it due to lack of sleep?
Well, because I work with clients, I mean, I literally, for what I do is I actually take over their social media platforms because they're so busy or they don't have the time. And I can imagine, you know, because we are in a society where we are getting our information 24/7, 365, nonstop. I could probably assume that some of them are tired, but in my situation, I'm going to be honest with you, most of my clients are in my generation, so I'm sure we all getting some good sleep.
Yes, we definitely respect our sleep.
Yes.
We definitely respect it. And so, yes. I love that. Yes. It's like the older you get, the more sleep that you need. And so, if not, then your body will let you know. So, yes, I love that. I love that. Now, the other question, now you wear many hats, but specifically as TV or podcast host, I know you have a YouTube channel. Is there anything specifically that you do to make sure you get rest, like the night before? Is there any a ritual that you do to relax before that time?
So what I can tell you on this podcast, no, let me stop. I'm just being smart. actually, you know, my husband and I, we don't usually go to sleep before 12:30. And it's so funny because we have this ritual where we watch an episode of Perry Mason before we go to sleep. It's ridiculous. It's like we watch Perry Mason every night. It's like, and the funny thing is we've seen the episode 100 times, but we can't remember what's going to happen at the end. So we've got to watch it to the end. But no, I just, you know, I try to eat early, but that's not the case because our sons both here are living with us. And our oldest, he does, you know, different shift work at Home Depot. So I still like to eat as a family. That's something that I've always, you know, I was raised doing, and I love doing that to this day. So I try to eat early, you know, and then kind of relax and unwind, you know, of course, shower and all of that. But just that watching that, like, mental decompressing program until 12:30, even if I have to get up at 5 or 6, which is rare, but usually that just helps me. And then when I go to sleep, boom, I'm out. It's over and over. That's it.
Okay. Now, I cannot believe what you just said. Because when I was in high school, I used to watch Perry Mason. And I never seen the whole thing. It will come on at 11. I will be asleep at 11:30. So I never see any of the ending of any of them. So that's really ironic that you said that too, because I was like, oh my goodness. And that's just amazing. Now, for some people, a TV depends on what this show is. It doesn't affect them and fall asleep. They go watch something and it relaxes them and they're able to go to sleep. With others, they might have the TV on while they still trying to sleep, which is a problem. So it really depends on the person. And so, but it's good to see that doesn't affect your sleep. So I'm glad to hear that. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Each week, we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit.
Thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue. Our special guest, Antoinette Blake, I appreciate you and I am so grateful you took your time to share all this valuable information. And I want to give you the opportunity to share with our listening audience how we can support you.
Thank you, Donata. I appreciate you. And again, to your listening audience, please follow her along because it is wonderful that we have an opportunity to share our platforms to enrich, to educate, and to encourage other business owners. So again, thank you, Donata, for this opportunity this evening. So let me leave your listeners with my contact information if they want to know more about Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. I can be reached on my website, ablakeenterprises.com, and also my blog is delblogger.com, D-E-L-blogger.com. If you'd like to reach out to me, I offer a 30-minute complimentary discovery call to assist you in your, you know, building your blog, and you can send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. Now, I'm on all social media platforms simply due to the fact that that's what I do. I'm a social media marketer. However, I'm going to give you my Linktree ID so that you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including YouTube and my podcast as well. So I'm on the Linktree, and my user is Del Blogger, D-E-L-B-L-O-G-G-E-R. So you just need to go to Linktree, linktr.ee/Del Blogger. If you'd like, again, to schedule a 30-minute complimentary discovery call, just send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. I am also the author of Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, and that is a great blueprint for anyone that's thinking about starting a blog or already has a blog, and you can actually purchase a copy of the book from my blog, delblogger.com, or by sending me an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com, and I will autograph that and ship it out to you free. Otherwise, you can order it from the publishing company, and that is like $9.99. So again, Donata, thank you so very much for giving me this platform to talk about blogging and also how, you know, it's great for mental relaxation, physical relaxation, because, you know, during this time, even before COVID-19, we were all inundated. We have so much anger, anxiety, and angst in our heads that if we can get it out, whether it's writing it out or blogging it out, it's going to make you much healthier, wealthier, and wise.
Well, thank you. Thank you. If anyone would like to reach out to me, I can be reached. My website, Donata D. Moring, which is DonataDMoring.com. And as always, sleep heals.